February 7, the heavenly mirror. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. My dear brother, what have you been beholding? By beholding the imperfections of men and women, you are gradually being changed into the same likeness. Make a decided change and look to Jesus, that by beholding his perfection, you may become changed into his image. Then his Spirit will take possession of your mind and character. By your piety and godliness, by your words and actions, by your spiritual activity for truth and righteousness, you will represent Christ. When a man turns away from human imperfections and beholds Jesus, a divine transformation takes place in his character. He fixes his eye upon Christ as on a mirror which reflects the glory of God, and by beholding he becomes changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8:9. Turn your eyes from the imperfections of others and fix them steadily upon Christ. With a contrite heart, study his life and character. You need not only to be more enlightened, but quickened, that you may see the banquet that is before you, and eat and drink the flesh and blood of the Son of God, which is his word. By tasting the good word of life, by feeding on the bread of life, you may see the power of a world to come and be created anew in Christ Jesus. If you receive his gifts, you will be renewed unto holiness, and his grace will bring forth in you fruit unto the glory of God. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ to the mind, and faith takes hold of him. If you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you will know by experience the value of the great sacrifice made in your behalf upon the cross of Calvary. The Spirit of Christ, working upon the heart, conforms it to his image, for Christ is the model upon which the Spirit works. By the ministry of his word, by his providences, by his inward working, God stamps the likeness of Christ upon the soul. To possess Christ is your first work, and to reveal him as one who is able to save to the uttermost all who come to him is your next work. Manuscript 10, February 7, 1897, representing Christ.